Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready.
It's gonna be a while. I'm trying to channel the energy you had last week. I can't repeat that. It was just such a good intro you did. How can I ever match up to that? I have to leave now. I have to quit this. I can never have another intro as good as the one you had last week. You think so?
It was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal.
I don't think anyone can ever top that ever.
Let's try. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast on spare time kills every local animal in sight. The man in front of me, local animal euthanizer, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis and our friend over there. I brought him to the vet and they wouldn't put him down.
Yeah. Said, sir, what are we going to do with these? We can't spread these ashes anywhere.
It's true. Too many ashes.
Ashes.
So was that a better intro than the one you gave last week, Poseidon?
Terrible. Way worse.
Way worse. Way, way worse. Worse. Way worse. I'm never going to live up to that. I don't have a helmet. I need a wife beater. There's all kinds of equipment that I'm missing. So you've been out and about in the country?
I've been out and about. I had my cat euthanized today.
For real, though?
For real, though. Yeah. I was last week I was at the country house, and on the way back, I was happy to... I go with my dogs, but I don't bring the cats. And I got home, and I went to pet the cats, and went out to the car, got my luggage. When I came back, my cat was just lying down, like, right where the dogs walk. So I was like, that's weird that he's lying there. The dogs are going to step on him. And he was just looking at me with his mouth open. So I went to pet him, and then he was just weird. Like, his eyes were...
You think the dogs trampled him?
I don't think so, no. But so then I tried to pick him up, and then he was making a weird noise. And then I put him in a... I was like, I got to bring him to the vet. I put him in the little cage, but the cage is small. And when I put him in, his head kind of...
Coming out?
Flipped, like, upside down. And then his body was going this way and then coming back. And I was, like, trying to get him... straight.
You had a Weekend at Bernie's type of situation.
And then I was like, what the fuck do I do? And I was freaking out. So I was trying to dump him out of the box, but he was just stuck in the box. And I was freaking out. And I was like, I gotta break this box open. And then I was trying to rip the box open.
Jesus Christ.
To save the fucking cat. And finally, I brought him to the vet, like, kind of crooked. And they told me he had either a stroke or a late stage brain cancer. So I was like, okay, those are good options, I guess. And they're like, if it's a stroke, he'll be good in a couple of days. Well, good, you know.
He could run for prime minister in this country.
Exactly. Yeah, he could be a prime minister. And if it's a brain cancer, he's fucked. So I left him at the hospital for a couple of days. And then he was supposed to do tests tomorrow. And they called us today and they were like, okay, he's really not doing well. You got to come see him. And we went to see him, and then we had to decide, are we putting him down or, you know, that was pretty much the only choice.
Yeah, what are the choices? Yeah, let him roam free.
Yeah, they were like, do you want to put him down? And I was like, or just wait and put him down tomorrow. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's a weird.
Do they ask, let's say if you bring a dog that's not noticeably sick and you say, I want to euthanize it, do they ask questions?
I think they do, because we were like, but They kill way more animals than they should.
That's why I'm thinking. Because I could imagine someone's like, I need to euthanize my dog. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
He was spray painting the N-word on my neighbor's lawn.
Yeah. But they, like, the one of the vets, I was talking to the vet about, because I have a dog that he's pretty much near the end. He has Alzheimer's. He has a heart condition. So he has to take heart medication every day or else he'll die. He's blind. He's deaf. He's incontinent. And I was talking to the lady, and I was
Joe Biden.
Yeah. I was like, I have to put this dog down, but I'm not ready because he's not suffering. And I was like, he has a shitty life, but he's, you know, he's not suffering. So I can't kill an animal that's yeah. not suffering. And then she was like, no, but you have to think of your quality of life. And I was like, I don't have a quality of life anymore, yeah. but I still can't kill an animal just because I'm like, ah, fuck, I can't go out anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of my stupid dog, you know.
I'm with you. It would take a lot for me to make that decision.
So we're not... the only thing is I tried to convince my wife. I was like, let's stop giving him the heart medication because it costs... It's like $600 a month for the heart pills. And I was like, we're... And the only thing we're doing is we're keeping this dog alive longer that has a shitty life. Like,
can't even see.
Can't even see him. And when... I keep on calling him, but it's a she. Whenever she goes outside, she can go outside during the day. She can't see, but she kind of sees light, so she's not afraid. But at night, she always thinks that she's getting punched or something.
A lot of women have that problem when they go outside.
So she goes outside, and she's just like fucking just nervous all the time. And then... when she comes back in, she's like trembling. She's scared shitless.
Holy shit.
So now, like, when she has to pee or shit at night, I just let her pee anywhere.
And then and you
just,
have to clean it up.
Just clean it up. So I'd rather that than having her freak out on the way back in.
Yeah, yeah, she's going to have a heart attack.
And my house has a bunch of stairs, so she keeps on falling downstairs. She's like a battered woman. Like, yeah. She's falling downstairs. She's fucking, she's nervous.
When I first got my dog, she had PTSD. She was scared of everything because she was 7 years of beatings.
Yeah.
So it took years to get her out of that mentality. But Poseidon, enough about sadness and death.
Yes.
Bring a lighter note to the podcast. What kind of news do you have for us?
I was going to say that.
All right.
The SPCA forced me, my bird also, like to put down my bird also.
They all right. That's all right. Well, sticking with the death.
They forced your mom?
Well, they forced. They like heavily convinced her. They were like, no, you have to put her down because she has an eye infection. It might spread to other animals.
The avian flu started from him.
An eye infection.
Well, because what happened was we got the bird from an ant like that, and it was a super cool bird, and it had an eye infection.
It had a sideways hat and chain.
And she gave us the cream also, but it wouldn't go away. And then one day we decided to just, at some point she went blind, the bird.
How do you know she was blind? Maybe she was pretending she couldn't see you.
Because she was
ignoring you.
Shit. You could tell she couldn't see well. And then we decided to bring it to the SPCA to see it, like to give it away at least so they could take care of it or whatever, because we couldn't afford the vet bills.
Oh, yeah.
So you thought that someone would go adopt a blind bird with a leaky eye?
No, but we thought maybe they'd
I was
care
watching
of
this documentary called Dumb and Dumber. And I saw a little boy with a quiet blind bird.
No, but we thought, because we couldn't afford the vet at the time. So we thought at least maybe they'll try and take care of her. And then like...
The vet is expensive though. It's not even at the time. Even now, vets.
Yeah.
And we brought her there to at least, you know, maybe they might be able to take care of her. And they're like, nah, if we take her, we have to put her down.
Yeah. If they take a blind bird, it's just to feed the cats.
Yeah.
Basically.
For the snakes. Yeah. What are they going to do with a blind bird, bro?
Bastards.
That's where that saying comes from, blind as a bird.
Really? Blind as a bird, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah,
my mother. All right.
Yeah, my dog is as blind as a bird.
I have a story about his mom that we're going to talk about later. But now, all right, that was one bit of news, Poseidon. Now, more news. Let's go light.
I don't want to go with news, but before we... go with news, and then I have something I want to say.
Well, have you guys seen the new world records this guy's trying to set about speed reading?
No, that sounds awfully boring.
Okay, it's the most hilarious fucking shit because basically he's trying to set a world record for reading as many pages as possible in a certain amount of time.
Can it be a book that he's read before?
I have no
clue. So he can go like, it's a story about a dog and he dies at the end.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a diary. She was Jewish. She was an addict.
No, but basically he's there and he's going through the book and he's... And then at some point he's going louder. Like this. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Or it just looks retarded.
And then what happened? We ask him, what was the book about? What is this? First of all, that is... What a time-wasting thing. What are you doing with your life? You're like, baby... Yeah. I'm a world record holder. Oh my God, in what? reading. Oh, read this.
There are too many world records.
Yeah.
Like something, like who cares?
You're going to be a world record holder next year.
Yeah.
It's true.
But like if it's a like a 100 meter dash, I want to know who has a world record. Mm. But who reads the fastest? I don't care. You read fast. I read fast. You know, who cares?
At some point, he gets louder and sounds just more retarded. And he goes, like, he'll go like, like that. I was like, what the fuck?
Are you sure they're not fucking? Are you sure this wasn't like a Special Olympic thing?
Fuck, it was on TikTok.
This guy didn't learn how to speed read in a public library. Yeah. He's always getting thrown out of the library.
Are you sure? Are you sure it was a guy speed reading or like a mental patient trying to read his name?
Hold on, let me Google it.
Let me Google it. You'd think he knew what he was talking about.
Speed reading world record. 80 pages per minute.
Goddamn, that's fast. Jesus, fuck, that's fast.
Ah, but there's some
fucking... But you can't remember anything if you're reading 80 pages a minute.
Yeah, you can't remember shit.
No.
Fuck, there was some hilarious videos on TikTok, but I can't find them on Google.
Well, you put down your cat. I put down Omar from The Wire.
Yeah, I saw that. That was sad.
Yeah. And you know what's fucked up for me? The last thing I saw him in was 2 days ago on Body Brokers, I think it was, on Netflix, where it was about drug addicts ODing. And at one point, he was just partying it up. So, like, the last image I had of him was in a room doing coke, hugging his friend.
Oh, nice.
And then they're like, yeah, he ODed. And I was like, oh, that's too real. Yeah, that's
life imitating. So he ODed art.
for real.
They said he ODed, yeah.
Oh.
And dude,
it's probably fentanyl, though, right?
You saw what happened in the comics?
Yeah.
The fuck, Kate Quigley, she's going to survive, apparently. What the fuck is going on, bro?
Yeah.
I think, though, I was talking to a guy last year about, remember when I built those houses? Well, I say I built. I hired someone to build.
I paid a man to build a house.
I paid a man to build houses for homeless people. And the guy was telling me, the guy that took care of the homeless people, he was saying how the quality of drugs is garbage now because because of COVID, we're not letting shit into, like, we're not letting people into the country.
Yeah.
So, like, every drug that homeless people use now is just basically fentanyl and whatever powder they find.
So hold on a second. Damn. Are you trying to tell me that these foreigners are only good for bringing in drugs?
Yeah.
God damn it, Trump was right.
I never thought of that, though. When he told me, he was like, yeah, the drug quality went way down.
Calm down there, Donald.
Yeah. Who knew that that'd be like the big fucking... It's weird that...
That's the letdown.
Yeah. People are dying from ODs because of COVID.
Yeah. Because drugs aren't good.
Yeah. Because drugs aren't good.
What a weird fucking time.
Yeah. Yeah. That party that Kate Quigley was at, that like her three friends died.
Yeah.
That's a lot of... For kids watching, if you do coke with your friends, let them do coke 20 minutes before you do.
Yeah, or a day before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you probably OD like from fentanyl in the first 20 minutes, I figure.
I have no fucking idea, but I know a lot of people who actually died who OD'd from fentanyl the last, like, 5 years. Yeah.
I wonder if there are people that are like, fuck, I should just do fentanyl instead. You could probably microdose fentanyl.
I don't know. I wouldn't think. Apparently, that shit's something you should not be fucking with.
It's very lethal because micrograms can kill you.
Yeah, it's super lethal.
2,000 micrograms.
Yeah, that shit's not. If kids are watching this, which they shouldn't be, that means they have shitty parents. But if kids are watching this, just don't do the drugs.
I wonder if, because, you know, like for alcohol and even drugs, people are like this. But for alcohol, people are like, if you see someone that gets drunk quickly, you're like, what a fucking lightweight. I wonder if people are like that with fentanyl. They're like, oh, look at that fag. Yeah. He's OD'ing on fentanyl. I could do fentanyl.
Apparently could kill the shit.
Like, yeah.
It doesn't matter who the fuck you are.
They're even putting it in weed, apparently.
Could kill you, yeah.
Yeah,
it's super lethal, bro, this thing.
Jesus
Christ.
Imagine you're like, okay, I'm afraid of drugs. I'm just going to do a little bit of weed. And then you're...
And then someone kills you because of that,
So I pulled up a graph of how much fentanyl it will take to kill you. 2,000 micrograms is certain death. And 2,000 I don't know why I said it like
2,000.
So
wait, you're not a world record. Yeah, you're not a world record holder.
2,000 micrograms is 0.002 grams. So we're talking about nothing.
Nothing. You won't even know.
Yeah. Holy God shit. Damn.
Imagine the guy that smuggles in fentanyl into the country. It must be so easy to smuggle.
Yeah.
If two, like 0.002 per, of a gram can kill you.
You like, can hide it anything.
I wonder if someone like that bought it. That's maybe why there's fentanyl in everything now. Because the first guy that bought it bought like a fucking kilo. And he was like, what the fuck am I going to do with all this fentanyl?
He's like, can I drink it? No, no, no. You got to. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Do you know, do you know where do they say what fentanyl, where it comes from?
China.
Where? Oh, wait, hold on, sorry.
China. China.
Oh, it does?
Check it out.
They make fentanyl in China for real.
Well, because look, in cocaine to kill you?
No, no, but just check where fentanyl comes from. Where?
China.
Oh, China. Well, Trump was fucking correct.
Is it? Bro. Currently, China remains a primary source of fentanyl and fentanyl-related substances trafficked through international mail and express consignment operations environment, as well as the main source for all fentanyl-related substances trafficked into the United States.
Next week on the podcast, special guest, Donald Trump, hero.
Fuck.
Jesus.
And by the way, in cocaine, one dose of cocaine, so 250,000 micrograms, all it takes is 0.8% of the cocaine, of that amount to be a fentanyl, and you die.
Yeah, that's, this is terrible.
We're talking about like
nothing.
Nothing.
This is terrible.
Yeah. God, 0.8% though is still like, yeah, it's 1/1000th of the cocaine has to be fentanyl.
It's crazy.
Which still seems like a lot of fentanyl though.
Yeah. But it's still crazy. It's not, yeah. It is a lot and not at the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that party, man, that's fucked. I don't know how you recover from that. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Which is
how you recover from dying?
No, I mean, like, let's say she wakes up, her friends are all dead.
Yeah.
Like, if that would happen to me, right? And it was you and him, but you made it, I'd be like, you know, whatever, we got to move on. but if he made it, I...
God damn, that's
yeah, it'd be terrible. Thinking about that makes me sad.
I read that she pulled through, but they didn't really give any details. Is she like a
vegetable? No, because she texted, Redman posted a text message. She texted her, are you okay? Tell me you're okay. And then she said, I'm okay or whatever the fuck. I'm not great, but she's alive. So okay. The fact that she could text and say that, I'm thinking in my head, she's better than...
Okay. She's better than the dead guy.
50-50, the odds are, yeah. But yeah, it's fucking insane.
Fuck. Oh, it's used as pain medication, fentanyl. It's an opioid.
Yeah, you don't hurt when you die is what they've been saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's used as a pain medication for like drug cartels, or because there's no hospital that they're like, look, your mom's okay. We put her on a fentanyl drip and she's going to move. Code red.
You killed my mom. You asked us to stop the pain. Did we not do what you asked us to do, woman? Was that not the contract?
Before her heart exploded, she was feeling fine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Something like that. She was high.
It's also used for anesthesia.
By the way, speaking of opioids, and I'm thinking of Afghanistan now, they're going to start the opioid trade. Apparently, a bunch of Talibans tricked a gay guy, and then they raped and beat the shit out of him.
Jesus
Christ. They tricked him to come out. And they said, we're going to save you. We're like going to get let you escape from the Taliban. It was in the Daily Mail. And then they raped him because they're like, being gay is wrong. So let's...
Yeah, let's put our dick inside that sweet asshole.
Yes, it's like, what the fuck, dudes? Yeah.
But doesn't that make them gay too?
In any reasonable society, yes. Not the Taliban, though. The Taliban, it's like, if you admit that you're gay, then you're gay. If you don't say it, you could do gay shit, apparently, and that's fine.
Or I think in their society also, if you take it up the ass, you're gay. But if you...
But they forcibly gave it to the guy.
But if you dish it out, you're not gay.
This is all very
stupid.
Maybe
that guy is just... They call him gay because he just keeps on getting raped. Maybe he's like, I'm not gay. Yes, you are. Then they're fucking him up the ass. Yeah.
He's like, I've been trying to leave this country for a while. But you know, fuck that. Like, you have to be mental in the head. But that's the self-hating shit that they talk about, right? That's literally like 4 or 10, whatever they were, gay Taliban guys are so angry that they're gay that they go and take it out on a gay guy who's not in the Taliban.
The reason why they're that angry, though, is because in Afghanistan, they don't have closets. So they can't stay in the closet. They're just out in the open.
Like, I can't come out of anything.
No closets in caves.
Yeah.
There's no closets in caves.
That's a good documentary. It's just slow music, and the title comes up, No Closets in Caves. The music in the background, it opens up, it's in a cave, and the guy's like, I'm a gay Taliban fighter. I want to come out, but from where? That would be
amazing. Imagine how being gay in Afghanistan must be so scary.
I think everything right now in Afghanistan must be so scary.
I think, unless you're Taliban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think women that could read are scared right now.
Well, they killed the woman that was pregnant.
They killed a pregnant police officer.
But that pregnant woman was gay.
Ah.
Yeah, because she got fucked by a dude. Or maybe
the baby was gay.
Yeah. They hate the cops because apparently the cops were against the Taliban, obviously. So they went around to find who was a cop. And she was pregnant. Now she was a cop. She's a police officer. She didn't. And they killed her in front of her family. It's completely fucked up. They're mental. It's completely fucked up.
Yeah. God damn.
It's bad for PR.
Yeah, it's bad for PR. I'd love to see people coming out now. You see all these companies, man? They're not coming out. I'd be coming out and be like, what the fuck is this, bro? You're killing fucking gay people. You're killing cops. Yeah. You're killing. Fuck you. What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's fucking 2021. What do you give the guys fucking gay?
I love, though, that the Taliban is trying to act a little woke on social media. Mm. That they're saying, no, we're going to let women still go to school.
Yeah, they can go to school. They can walk by the murder of the gay man. Yeah. As long as they don't fucking look at it and report it, they're going to be just fine. And they can't learn how to read in school either.
So what can they do? So what do they learn?
How to be wives.
Yeah. I see. Knitting.
And how the Taliban is great. It's like North Korea shit. Remember where they're like, you learn that the leader doesn't take shits and that they beat the Americans. They believe that the America doesn't exist anymore, that they won the war over the Americans.
Oh, yeah. I watched a video of, it was a North Korean tour guide. She was giving a tour and she went into the story how they defeated the Americans. Yeah. And one of the guys in the tour kind of chuckled, like he got a dirty look after. I was like, hey, you shoot.
But the guy that chuckled, was it a North Korean guy?
No, he was American.
Okay.
Defeat the American, and he's like,
imagine you're giving a dirty look to an American. You're saying we defeated the Americans. There are no more Americans left, and you're saying that to Americans. That's like if I was like with a bunch of black people going, no more blacks left.
They don't exist. Like,
yeah,
but Mike, enough out of you, sir. Just listen to what I'm telling you. It's so stupid.
Fuck. People God, are no. dumb. Life is mental right now. Oh, I wanted one thing that made me really happy though this week was the Pantelis podcast with Terry and Ted.
Mm.
That was so good.
It was a good interview.
That was so good. It's so fun listening to like those guys are so good on air, and plus listening to Terry talk about his last days at Shome. I love stories like that.
Me too. Well, when I got them on, I even told them because they weren't sure. You know, they weren't like, oh, are people going to want to listen? Are people going to like it? I go, yeah, they are. I'm a podcast guy. I love listening to that. Mike's a podcast guy. He loves listening to that. This is the kind of shit we like.
Yeah.
What happened? What, like all the O&A stuff. I still listen to all the old stories. What I love learning about that. And just hearing it from him, stuff that you can't say at the time. And now he could because he's not there anymore. And it's all stuff I suspected. These toxic corporate work environments, how everything changed. It's no longer fun to be there and all that shit. It's exactly what I expected.
And I love that a lot of these guys are like that. But like when Terry was talking about like his last days at Shome, and then he's like, I'm not going to bore you with this. And you're like, what, are you fucking mental? This is amazing.
This is meat. Yeah, this is so good.
And they're so good together.
Yeah, and I already have like all the first couple of episodes. And
I loved it. I didn't know why, like, because in the old days it was Terry and Ted, and then Terry left for Calgary, and then when Terry came back, it wasn't Terry and Ted, and I had no idea why.
Because Ted told the guy to go fuck himself. And
that story is so good.
You know what? I understand both. I understand what he said. In hindsight, maybe I shouldn't have acted like that. But I get him because I know that there's been situations where I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Where a simple no would have sufficed and I wouldn't have been blackballed. But I said, you know what? Suck my dick.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
And plus you're telling someone to fuck off and they own every radio station in Montreal.
Yeah. You're telling them to fuck themselves. Yeah.
It's so crazy.
I love that though.
That's how it used to be like for comedy here in Montreal. Because in the old days, it was just a festival.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone at the festival hated you, you had to wait for that person to die or leave.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Murder.
Yeah. Because what are you going to do? If they have decision-making abilities and they just stop you all the time. It happens to a lot of people all over. I know in comedy, I've heard a lot of stories like that where someone who's considered, I guess, a gatekeeper, didn't like you for X, Y, Z reason, it doesn't matter who you are, what you did, you're never going to move up in that area.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible.
God damn.
Yeah, so he just, you know, he worked his whole life. He was doing radio. He was a big radio guy. He's like, fuck you, you know? No, I'm not going to let you bully me. Go fuck yourself. I'm with him. Mm. That's why he likes us. He's a
I can't wait to hear their podcast. It's coming out the 8th, right?
Yeah, the 8th.
So that's this Thursday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, 7 a.m.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
7 a.m.?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, 7 a.m. so that people, the reason why we're putting out 7 a.m. is because a lot of the people, this is why I thought 7 a.m. or even earlier.
They're used to listening to them in the morning.
Driving places. So okay. They get the same thing. And if they're home, they watch the video.
Yeah.
It comes out audio at the same time.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's going to be fun.
And it's going to be, it's once a week, but limited series, right?
Limited series. It might not be a limited series. They're going to see how it goes because this was kind of a test run.
Okay.
Because they weren't sure if there's going to be interest, even I told them there was.
Fuck, so. That freaks me out listening to guys like them that have no, like they're when you talk to them, they're confident guys. They know they're smart. They know they're good on air. But just to think that people might not care, I'm like, fuck. Why is it that guys that have that much talent think that no one's going to care? Yeah. And then you see fucking idiots that have nothing to say that they're like, I'm going to do this podcast. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, the intellectuals is Thursdays at 8 p.m. No, but that's what happens on the comedy scene. It's always like the most confident open micer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't like my set. I didn't like this. And then they bomb and they're like, I was amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I'm crazy.
But I guess that's why they never get better. You never see an open micer that's like, I'm as good as Louis C.K.
You
never see them get better.
Yeah, they never make it. Because them being as good as I grabbed the mic.
Yeah.
That's it. I held the microphone. Yeah. I spoke into it.
Like, I'm as good as Louis at masturbating in front of people.
Yeah. Wait, what was that last part? Forget that last part.
Forget it.
I'm as good as him. Just remember that I'm as good as him.
The I'm even better than him. Because he asked for permission. I don't.
And no cases against me. I wear a ski mask. Man. So Poseidon, what was the next story you wanted to bring to us?
Let's see. Did y'all see the woman in Paris?
Did we all? Yo. Did y'all see the woman in Paris?
Ooh, child.
Y'all kids, y'all see the woman in Paris?
Yeah, the woman that got the shit kicked out of her.
Yeah, and the
She wasn't wearing a mask when she went to the mall. Yeah. Like, look, man, if you're going to be such a rule breaker, you're going to deal with the consequences of getting the shit kicked out of you by people in motor helmets.
Man, they went hard, bro.
Yeah, this is excessive. Yeah.
That's insane.
It almost felt fake.
Yeah.
When I was watching the video, I was like, okay, there's no matter what she did or said, like there's 11 guys punching a woman in the face.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're pussies.
You know, we have to be very careful. I keep telling people, be very careful. Don't just do things because you're told this is the way to do things now. Like I saw some restaurants and cafes were saying, look, we don't want to segregate, so we're going to close our dining area. You could come take out. I don't want to know whether you're vaccinated. It's none of my fucking business. I'm not going to separate, which I like. And then they're getting messages from people like, oh, we're going to fucking close your anti-vax ass down and shit like that. It's like, close my ass down? I just don't want to segregate anymore, so I'm serving everyone. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, people are so mental. They look at the news all the time. They think, oh, we got to get separated. Yeah. What are you talking about? Why? Because there's a calendar date that said now there's a passport. So a month before, you were hanging out with all these people, and that was fine. But a random date on the calendar, now they're poisonous. And get the fuck out of here, you idiots.
Yeah,
you know what it is, though? I think Tim Long did a video.
Tim Dillon? Ryan Long.
Ryan Long. Ryan, about how, like, it used to be when Trump was president, there was the people that were for Trump, people against Trump.
Yeah.
And now it's for the vax or against the vax.
Yeah, it's kind
of
like that.
Instead of just being, look, we're all fucking, who cares if you're for the vax or against the vax?
Yeah, who gives
a
shit?
Can't we just get along?
You can with me. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to know, and it doesn't make a difference. Mm. I don't think more or less of you either way. The only time I think more or less of you, I think less of you is you're one of these people. That's set. You're like, if you have it, you're a fucking idiot. If you don't have it, you're fucking idiot. And I hate you. I don't want to. You know who these people are, though? The people that are saying, people that are not vaccinated should not be eating, should not be going to stores, should not be getting medical help. These are the same people that when this first started, were going around beating up Asian people because they were blaming them for bringing corona here. It's the same type of person. If they weren't beating them up before, it's just because they're not physically confident in themselves to do it, but it's the same type of imbecile. If somebody says, oh, you don't deserve this because you're not vaxxed or whatever, it's the same type of mentality. So that's the person you are. It's the same type of imbecilic mentality. So I don't adhere to any of that shit. I don't give a fuck. Do whatever you think is right for you.
Can I be honest and tell the truth? I put my cat down because he wasn't vaccinated. He wasn't even sick.
Yeah. Not only was he not vaccinated, spoke out against it quite a bit. Yeah. Protested.
I kept on putting a mask on his face and he'd rub the wall to put take he'd it off.
Because I had Mike staring at him. He's like, that's the game you're going to play, Trumpster. We'll see.
I keep calling my cat Trumpster.
Fucking Trump's been hilarious. But yeah, well, you have any good news for us, bro? Everything you're bringing us is weird.
Well, look, it's been a weird week.
Is this week all death and negativity?
Yeah, bro. It's like it's. I can't find anything uplifting.
What the fuck?
Can you
weird
just
time?
Google good news?
Okay.
What do you generally Google to find all the weird news stories?
Death.
Goodnewsnetwork.com.
Yeah, no, now you're just promoting some network.
Is there a thing called the Good News Network?
Bolt plane hybrid that needs to no runway could transform travel from L.A. to San Diego.
That's a weird sentence. First of all,
hybrid, no runway, no plane runway.
I just realized something also.
Did you read it wrong?
No. I read it exactly right. Bro, this is why my father pisses me off, bro. He came back to me with another invention. Okay.
And now.
Talking exactly about this.
So he copied another invention he
basically
saw.
Basically.
So for people who don't know, we found out, I don't know if we found out on Two Drink Minimum, but he had a revelation one day where he realized his dad, all his
doesn't
ideas.
Doesn't invent stuff.
He was stealing
Google
them from
stuff?
Movies. From old movies that he would watch. All those 80s movies. Yeah.
God damn it.
We watched Demolition Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's basically all the ideas his dad had were all from Demolition Man. His dad is the Demolition Man.
Yes.
So he took all those ideas, and then now what, he gave you a new hybrid boat thing?
Yeah, because I helped him move. I gave him my old couch, and I helped him move it to one of his properties. And
imagine if we had a hybrid boat.
How many properties does he have?
Four.
God damn.
Oh, God damn.
Well.
You know what? Look, you can make fun. Yeah. Do you have four properties?
Maybe.
You don't have four properties.
I do not.
No. The Demolition Man does.
And have you ever seen the titles or the deeds? Or does he just go, that's mine? What? But no, there's a family living there. It's my family.
That's such a Guido Grasso move. Remember when he was an Uber driver and he downloaded the app, that exclusive app for only rich people?
Yeah.
And he was lying that he's some kind of millionaire. And the woman never asked questions. He was driving, what was it? His Nissan, what the fuck was it?
Nissan Rogue.
And she never asked questions. And he was an Uber driver. He's like, I just do it for fun, to hang out with the commoners.
Plus, like, there's something weird about lying about money to a woman.
Yeah.
Because if you tell a woman that you're rich, she'll expect for you to pay for everything.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you say, I'm worth $90 million, and you're, like, at Subway.
Yeah.
She'll be like, fucking, like, $18 is nothing to this guy.
But he didn't realize because I think it cost trouble for him, because then he would just say stuff like, just I like to slum of it. You pay for this. You know, it'll make me feel good. It'll make me feel like I'm poor. He's Guido Grasso is sometimes a king amongst men. Like, he's done some shit like that makes me just be like, he's a wonderful. There needs to be a documentary about Guido doing shit like this. It was, but when that happened, we did an episode Two Drink Minimum in New York, I remember.
Yeah.
And me and you couldn't stop laughing. And then we brought her in the studio.
Yeah. And we actually told everyone in front of her that he was pretending to be rich.
Yeah. on it was live. Yeah, on Compound. Yeah, it was amazing.
Were we doing our show on Compound or were we on Anthony's?
We were doing our show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember we were talking about him pretending to be rich to impress a stupid whore.
And she was sitting right there.
Oh, yeah, fuck, poor her.
We've had some good memories.
Imagine. You find out the guy's been lying to you, and you get called a stupid whore live on the radio.
Yeah, by strangers. You're like, what is this set? Where am I? She was sitting on the bleachers.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time. Yeah, Guido has these kind of moments. But yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off, dude, by your dad.
He's a father now, right?
He is a father. Oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
That's a cute kid.
Does his wife think that, is she like, finally, I'm going to get all his money?
Yeah, his wife's like, she told me, she's like, he's a millionaire, right? Yeah. She knows him for years. He never bullshit her.
Why did a millionaire?
She's smarter than him, so he can't fool her.
Why did a millionaire make me, give birth in the park? That doesn't make sense. I tried to tell him the hospitals in Canada are free, and he was like, "I'm not falling for that."
Yeah, he's like, "It's all a gimmick." Gave me a tarp.
Goddamn. Oh, by the way, speaking of giving birth, did you know that there's a place in Hawaii that had
where?
A place in Hawaii.
Hawaii?
It had
Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii.
Is that a real place or?
Yeah, it's the island there.
Isn't that the name of that cell phone company?
Oh, yeah.
They kill people?
No, that's Huawei.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, no, Huawei is that island where The Rock is from.
Yes, yes, The Rock is from Hawaii.
Yeah, from Huawei.
No, he's from Hawaii.
No, he's from Huawei. No, Hawaii is a brand of phone.
Yeah.
No, it's a Chinese brand of phone.
No,
are you,
Huawei
are you working? You're working for the Chinese?
Maybe.
Huawei?
But, on the island of Hawaii, they used to have dolphin-assisted births.
Dolphin assisted birth.
The dolphin is like scalpel.
So are you sure there's a shortage of nurses and doctors? I'm pretty sure. There's a dolphin.
Yeah. Look, I don't mean to criticize, but that nurse keeps putting her nose up my wife's vagina. So what the
I've been riding a nurse around for a while. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, once we're done, can I stand on that nurse's nose and ride around the lake for a while? It looks like fun. That's
amazing. But,
it's like a Disney movie.
Yeah, but they used to have a
dolphin. So you had that? You were sitting on this story, and you gave us all your other bullshit stories instead?
You were sitting on the story of stories.
But this place closed down.
Why though?
Was too it much? Too much competition.
Is there a chance that it was malpractice?
No, I don't know. But
did a dolphin take a baby?
No, but what happened? Apparently, first of all, the birth was apparently painless for the women. They didn't feel any pain in the water because they would give birth in the water, right?
That's not because it's dolphin assisted.
Yeah, I don't think the dolphin had anything to do.
I think the dolphins did not want to assist.
I think it's just these fucking retards were giving birth in a SeaWorld.
Yeah.
The dolphins were apparently very sweet with the pregnant women. And apparently the children that had dolphin-assisted births in the long run scored higher IQ.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying this is true.
So hold on. You just told me.
I'm the messenger.
The location.
Yes.
Where they were born.
Yes.
That water. It made them have higher IQs.
And stop. And everything.
Okay.
Allegedly. Stronger. I don't know. Yeah. I'm the messenger.
You are one step away from saying a neighborhood where certain kids are getting born have lower IQs. You're literally, you're a hair away from being Joe Biden to say black kids are just as smart as white kids.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Hair away. I am the messenger. Do not shoot the messenger.
So what do you think the dolphins?
Like the dolphins will sing to the pregnant woman and shit,
and that makes kids smarter.
Really?
Yeah, how are they singing?
They'll go like,
"Oh, it wasn't like like known songs. It wasn't like
hey,
like
baby.
Wet ass pussy. It wasn't like hits. Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't hit songs of today. How funny would that be if they in unison they're like, she's my cherry pie. So are you sure this is not imagined? This seems fake.
This seems like a rejected script
in
for
Disney,
a Disney movie. Did they try with other animals then they failed?
They should try with tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Hey. Yeah.
Tiger assisted births.
Or bears.
Yeah. It's going to be a bear assisted funeral.
But apparently it says it's a terrible idea. I don't know why, though.
So hold on.
The kids are smarter, they're stronger, they're healthier, but it's terrible. And the women don't have any pain.
It's racist again.
It's horrible.
Because now the kids are smarter, stronger, and better, but they're Hawaiian, so this is a terrible idea.
Well, look, there's a place. There's a website. It says, dolphin-assisted childbirth is a bad idea. And it goes, dolphins are beautiful, highly intelligent, and magical creatures. They can follow a cuttlefish recipe, recognize themselves in mirrors.
A cuttlefish recipe? Hold on. Please, backtrack. What are you talking about?
So they're giving births and cooking delicious meals?
Dolphins are smart as fuck. Hold on. Wait.
But smart as fuck, but they can cook meals? I should get my wife to hire dolphins at a restaurant.
With a chef hat?
Oh, shit. No, basically, okay, here's what that is. A wild dolphin has been observed following a specific recipe for preparing a mollusk meal. M-O-L-L-U-S-K. I don't know
what are you talking about, bro? What? I think you've lost your fucking mind.
So how can a dolphin cook a meal?
Hold on.
Is the recipe just eating fish?
No, I'm the recipe. No, but
I'm the recipe.
No, but like you have like sushi. Sushi has a recipe, right? But you don't cook it, right?
Yeah, but you still have rice that you cook.
No, but hold on.
Because if not, if you don't, like if the recipe is just eat fish, that's not a...
No, hold on, I'm getting to it.
Have you ever had my recipe for a crab? What is it? You eat crab.
And
you cook it first? That's it. You just bite.
It's a family recipe.
No, so hold on. So it goes, a wild dolphin has been observed following a specific recipe for preparing a mollusk meal. Even stripping the animal of its internal shell and beating it free of ink, a new study says. The female Indo-Pacific bottlenose dolphin was seen repeatedly catching, killing, and preparing giant cuttlefish, which are relatives of octopuses and squid. The creatures spawn in huge numbers in South Australia's Upper Spencer Gulf. It's an example of quite sophisticated behavior, said study co-author Tom Tregenza, a research fellow at the University of Exeter.
A research fellow. So we gave them jobs as doctors because they can prepare an octopus meal.
What? No, the dolphin's not a doctor.
Shouldn't they just get them a restaurant?
Yeah.
I hate
instead of websites.
We should give them a restaurant, yeah.
Fucking weird hospital.
Yeah.
That they're like, that animal is really good at cooking fish.
That's not related to the place they give birth.
You don't think the dolphin put that on the resume, though?
I would.
If I was good at preparing meals, and that was the only job I ever had.
I'm going to add this experience to my resume. I'm going to say I am aware of dolphin-assisted births.
Oh, shit. So this is why they're saying it's a bad idea, by the way, for the...
Let's hear it.
Because a dolphin eats the babies.
So one woman in Hawaii seemed to think so. Dorina Rosen and her husband...
Seems to think it's a bad or a good idea?
Yes. Yeah, good idea. That it was a good idea. Sorry.
Okay.
Dorina Rosen and her husband...
It's a bad idea. Here's why. Dorina Rosen said it was bad. No, she said it was good.
Yeah. This is so confusing. Yeah.
So her husband, Micah Sun Eagle, said...
Micah Sun Eagle?
Yeah. Mike... A sun eagle.
No, Micah. M-A-I-K-A.
Okay, that's one
word.
And
he's a sun eagle?
His last name is Sun Eagle.
Sun Eagle.
That is fucking hippies, man.
That's a pretty cool name, by the way. Said they plan to rely on the unpaid and untrained help of dolphins to deliver their babies.
That's the first thing he thinks. Why do you choose dolphins? Because they're unpaid.
Yeah. This fucking sun eagle guy, he made up that name because he's a hippie. If someone calls himself Sun Eagle and wants a dolphin to give birth to his wife, he's done a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree. To deliver their baby in the Pacific Ocean. The couple who lived on Hawaii's Big Island and run a spiritual healing center had planned to employ their flippered midwife on the flyby showing up at the ocean once Rosen went into labor. For an added bonus, Rosen said her baby would be able to...
What the fuck? Are you having a stroke?
Yeah, we just have it.
I just read something so fucking stupid.
I thought you were
now
having a stroke.
So hold on. Now you're getting the stupid part. Okay.
Hold on.
Everything made sense before. I was on board. You had the Micah Sun Eagle. You get the fucking...
Everything made sense before. I was fully on board. Yeah.
I was not on board, bro. I was just exploring the idea.
And now I got to the stupid part. Yeah. Apparently, these things are Mexican. Yeah. Hold on.
I hope the stupid part is, but sometimes they go see a fucking doctor.
Like
these dummies.
Like
you have a perfectly good dolphin.
Doesn't cost you a goddamn thing.
Can the doctor prepare seafood?
Hold on. For an added bonus, Rosen said her baby would be able to... open quote, speak dolphin, close quote.
Fuck.
As a result of immediate exposure to the animals.
So look, maybe not everybody should be having children. That might be the next topic.
Yeah.
God damn.
But that's true if she leaves the baby with the dolphins
yes.
for 6 years.
Yeah.
Maybe that's her plan. And the baby's the Micah Sonny go guys. He's like, let's just fucking abandon this.
They're gonna prepare meals for her. Don't worry.
Yeah, and the baby.
I read on the internet they're really good at cooking stuff.
And it's gotta remain underwater as long as the dolphins.
That's what the kid does. It's just traumatized.
Jesus Christ.
It's absurd.
Yeah. What website did you get this news from?
You're worrying. HawaiianMonthly.com.
Newsweek.com.
Newsweek?
Didn't Newsweek used to be a real thing?
They all lie. I saw last week, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, all of them share the same story. They said that Joe Rogan took horse medication. He did not. He took the ivermectin for humans. And they knew it was. New Jersey even gives that to patients now. But they still all lied just for the headline.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there are a bunch of...
Yeah.
Everyone seemed to get angry that Rogan didn't die.
Yeah, they were these fucking psychopaths. Yeah. He's like, 2 days, I'm over it. I took medication. Like, you son of a fucking bitch. Why did you? It's crazy.
That's insane. You die? Yeah. That's insane.
And everyone that showed, they took Rogan's clip, but they modified the sort of the color so that he looked like really sick.
Yeah, he was fine. Dude, a day later, he had zero COVID. He was fucking hitting bullseyes with his bow and arrow. Yeah. Rogan doesn't give a fuck.
For the color?
So yeah, just to make him look
a little greener.
Sickly. A little greener, like a little sick. So people are like, he's going to die. And Joe Rogan never talked shit. All Joe Rogan was saying was, you could be healthy. There's other men. That's all he was saying. Like, he's going against the narrative.
I don't think ivermectin is actually like it's the best thing right now.
But it's not.
But it's not. They're gonna find something better. But if I got sick now, even like what was the thing that everyone was talking about last year? The
hydroxychloroquine. That's not gonna work.
That's not gonna work. But if I got COVID, March of 2020, I would have been fuck. Give me that. And a guy like Rogan has access. A lot of money and a lot of doctors, so he's just going to get everything. They're just going to fucking throw everything
That's
at
what
him.
He did. He threw. Yeah. But you know what I think really made the difference? Because I think Tim Dillon did to all of you, the monoclonal antibody treatment, the Regeneron, that's what Trump did too.
Okay.
That I think it's $2,000 to go in and do it. And then normally people go in, they're sick, they do it, and at night they're doing shows, comedians that I know that went and did shit like that. But it costs $2,000,
which is cheap.
But I don't see. They don't have that here. Like Regeneron or whatever, they haven't made clinics here, so you can't even have. Like that's in specific states where they have it. So, but there are. He was right though. There are other things you should be doing, being healthy, and also treatments when you get it. You don't just panic and kill yourself.
Yeah.
So the fact that they were pissed that he was alive and that he was doing well, the fact that they were pissed made me happy. I was like, that's right, nerds.
But that's very alarming, by the way.
Yeah, it's a sick culture now.
That's fucked up.
It's a sick, hateful culture.
I don't know if people, I know you guys understand, but people listen, that is next level fucked up.
Yeah, it's completely insane. I'm never going to be part of that.
People are crazy on both sides right now.
Yeah.
I'm all for, I don't give a fuck.
Speaking of both sides, in Texas, you can sue a woman.
Good. End it there. Yeah. It's about fucking time. You've been getting away with a lot, ladies.
God damn.
What is it?
You can sue a woman for getting an abortion.
Hold on. Question.
Yes.
I should know this answer.
We couldn't do that before.
We couldn't do that before, number one. Number
God damn, I wasted so much in legal fees.
I'm just hoping. This only applies to the person who got her pregnant, right?
No.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, bro. What the fuck? So hold on. There's a woman. Has a baby with someone. She's pregnant. I don't even know these people.
You're her neighbor, let's say.
I can sue her. I had nothing to do with the process of that baby being made.
Zero. And you can sue the doctor, too.
So wait, you could just sue everyone for no reason?
Basically.
I get
the guy. If right now I have a baby with someone, she's pregnant, she's like, yeah, we're going to have a baby, and then doesn't tell me gets an abortion, I could...
You see her on Instagram at the abortion clinic.
Yeah. I can understand the case being made.
Yeah.
But even that's weird. I don't know what suing her is. You can't get. It's not gonna be like I sued you. Back. Reverse the baby. Yeah. I don't. Okay. Anyway, so that's crazy. But
you
how
can
the
sue
fuck
for
are
damages?
You?
Psychological damages because you were gonna be a father and.
But again, you said people who are not the baby's father can sue.
You know what would be Texas, amazing if they.
I'm gonna
did
start
this.
Suing her.
let's say you're with a woman. You get her pregnant. She gets an abortion. You sue her. What they should do, the judge should go, okay, for damages, here's a kid. And they just get a foster kid. They go, this is your son now.
That'll be amazing.
Yeah, and then you have a fucking kid.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
and you're like, and then you'll God. Be like, I don't want a kid. Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
She had an abortion.
Yeah.
So no, you shouldn't have
that's
sued
actually
her.
Very
yeah.
clever.
Because yeah. there are a lot of kids that yeah. they're just they need, in, they all they need parents. Is love. That's it. They just need parents.
Wow, that is yeah. so clever.
Yeah, then people would shut the fuck up about yeah. and being anti-abortion.
But then he can argue that, like, but I wanted it to be, like, my son, like, my DNA.
Yeah, but...
Well, look, sir, the girl you were banging was kind of a whore. Yeah, we don't know yeah, for sure that yeah. it would have been your son, so just take yeah. this.
We saw the abortion. It was darker than you were,
yeah.
sir.
yeah, you know what? Just take this one.
I agree.
He's good at math. He can read fast. Perhaps a world record holder in the future.
I'd rather adopt one. Than it not being mine because she was a whore.
Oh, yeah. If she was a whore,
I'd abort the child anyways.
But I would rather, if in the future, if I have the money, I would like to also have adopted kids. Because there's a lot of kids out there, and all they're missing is that. Just love. They're just
love.
Foster. Yeah. yeah, that's yeah. it.
One of my brother's close friends, I don't know if they're still friends, was Russian by origin, but was adopted.
By a Greek family?
By a Greek family, yeah. And a very good kid.
Why wouldn't he be a good kid? Cause
even though he was a dirty
He was
Russian.
One of those adopted kids. Yeah. You know how many people do I have so many friends that were adopted?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know people that were adopted.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah.
I had a guy. You know how, like, when you adopt a kid, you're supposed to, like, if you're not mental, you'll be like, look, this is my son. He's my son. Yeah. I adopted him. He's
I would
mine.
Never refer to him as the adopted. They're all my kids. Yeah.
I met a guy. I knew a guy that he used to talk. Whenever he'd talk about his adopted son, he'd call him his adopted son. He'd go, I have my kids. I have my two boys. And I have my adopted one.
Oh,
and
bro,
I was
that
like,
guy's a cocksucker.
You fucking piece of shit. That little kid is going to grow up thinking he doesn't belong in your family.
Yeah. You're creating a depressed, sad kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people suck dicks.
Yeah, people are garbage.
Yeah. God. Anyways, this suing them. Yeah. Like, dude,
but
isn't it
mental.
Gonna? Because now you're gonna, you know what you're gonna have? You're gonna have assholes who are gonna be like, I heard. Like, there's gonna be a woman who's gonna be like, I heard that my neighbor got an abortion, and the thing is, it's very lonely in the neighborhood, and I was looking forward to hearing her kids walk around, and now the kids won't exist. I'm gonna sue her for the mental anguish of not. And that's crazy, bro. What the fuck does that have to do with you?
Yeah. It's also a little bit suspicious. She wants children walking around all the time.
This is a fake. This is just. I made that up.
No, I know. I'm just. I'm digging the hole.
Yeah. Imagine, a pedophile could sue the women for getting abortions. Going, I was going to fuck your son. Now I have to go on the dark web and masturbate like a monster.
Yeah. You know how I felt when I saw you two getting together? I was like, this is it. Yeah. That's going to be a cute kid.
I saw this sexy belly.
Oh, fuck. Do you think there are some pedophiles that select children like that, by the way?
No, that has to be a patient pedophile.
Yeah, that's pedophiles aren't patient.
Yeah. There's no, like, slow con for pedophilia.
Yeah, I don't think that happens.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm gonna introduce this lady to my friend Steve. He's going to get her pregnant. Then in 4 years.
Yeah, they don't do that, these fucks. These guys are mental, bro. They don't have any patience in them. God. All they have is hard drives. Yeah.
If they were patient, they'd wait for the sexy child to be 24 years old.
Yeah,
that's
right?
True, actually. Just,
if they had any decency in them, that's what they would do.
Yeah.
A patient pedophile is someone that only fucks 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Yeah. But then he's not a pedophile anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I would do? If we should make a movie and that's the intro, is it just opens up on Poseidon crying. And he's talking about his childhood. He's like, I had a terrible childhood. And like, why? My father was a pedophile. And I was a very cute kid. And then it just like, wait, what? God damn. These fucks. These guys I could do without. These guys I could go hardcore on them.
The pedophiles or the people suing?
Pedophiles, I've never had any remorse. I have a lot of I have a lot of empathy for a lot of people. Murderers, like there's stuff I can have. For some reason, bro, it's in my head, that's always been a zero. That and rapists, I have zero. There's no middle ground with me. Those things to me are, should get killed.
My wife has an employee, like her restaurant, she hired a guy that was in prison. And because it's hard finding employees now for restaurants, so they're
So she found a pedophile.
But she had a guy that was in prison, and then she asked him. She goes, "Why were you in jail?" And he goes, "You know how I get angry at people that cut me off on the road." And then she was like, "No." And then he started telling
a
long story.
He's like, really,
there's
a quirk about me that everybody's aware of.
Yeah, he started telling a story about he has road rage, and whenever people cut him off, he gets out and beats the shit out of them. So he goes, imagine if I hate people that cut me off, imagine what I do to a pedophile.
Oh, I like this guy.
And then she was like, okay. And then he went on to cook, and then she was like, Did he just tell me he murdered a pedophile?
I like him.
And then she asked him like the week after. She was like, "What'd you do to that pedophile?" And then he was like, "Look, okay, I'm going to tell you. I used to be a drug dealer." So he's an employee that tells too many fucking things you shouldn't tell your boss. He goes, "I used to be a drug dealer. I got to this guy's house to bring him coke. He was having sex with a little kid, so I stabbed him."
Oh, and look, he's like, a hero.
They should have never imprisoned the man. Yeah,
he's Captain America. Yeah. He's the hero we want, sir.
the hero.
He's not the hero we want. He's the hero we deserve.
Yes. You know what? That's true. Yeah. Actually, no, we're assholes. The hero we deserve is not him. The hero we deserve now is the Taliban, bro.
But I asked her, I've never met this dude, but I was like, how long was he in jail? And he was in jail for a long time. For, like, stabbing a pedophile, you should, like, the cops should be, look, you're not allowed to stab people, but thank you. You saved this little kid.
But if life was fair, that's how it worked, but life is not fair.
Yeah, I think he did like 3 or 4 years in jail. And in Quebec, a pedophile will only do like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Which is complete insanity,
by the way. So he got more time for stabbing that man than that man got for fucking that kid.
Had he banged the kid right after, would he have been in for less time?
It'd be a two double negative. So he would have, there would have been, case dismissed.
The judge is like, he did the old Quebec 1-2 on us.
He did the old switcheroo.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're looking at him, they're like, you're a clever, clever drug dealer, sir. Thank you for stabbing the pederast. High five.
You're a clever drug dealer.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Holy fuck, but you know what? I like him.
Yeah, so do I.
It's like, if you're going to stab someone, that's who you should fucking stab. Yeah.
But I was like, when she was telling me this story, I was like, does this guy not know how to talk to your boss? You should never tell your boss, look, I used to sell cocaine.
And I stabbed a man. Or the best is, you know how I'm completely unbalanced and I beat people up when they cut me off, right? Yeah. No, I do that. Also when they stop me from working, when they cut.
He came to work one day and his nose was broken. And he was like, I got into, I hadn't been out in public in a while. And there was a lot of people on the terrace. And I just started fighting everyone.
What
the fuck?
He just started fucking just,
so you know what? On the patio, you don't know who's there. There's an old lady trying to drink her soup.
hold on, bro. This guy woke up and chose violence one day.
Yeah.
Well, dude, he stabbed a pedophile.
He chose violence every day.
Yeah. Violence, I think he wants to choose something else, but there are no choices. He looks in the Rolodex, he's like, it just says violence.
Jesus Christ.
He just started fighting strangers.
Yeah. He thinks life is a multiple choice test, but there's just A. He just stops, he checks A.
This guy's amazing. Yeah. How old is this guy?
I don't know. My wife showed me a picture of him. He looks like he's in his 20s. He looks like a young dude.
No.
Yeah.
Pedophile hunter. Yeah. I like him.
Yes. It's like, what's that guy's name, though? To Catch a Predator?
Look, this is what I would do. Yeah. And again, I am no genius. Far from it, really. But if I was the police here, if I was a certificate, if I was the mountains, I wouldn't give him a badge because I know that that's hard. And in real life, that would be very hard. All that. But what I would do is hire him as an employee undercover in these pedophile units. This is what I'd be like. You look crazy and you keep fighting people. They're going to believe that you are a drug dealer, scumbag. Yeah. It's not. I mean, you basically are, you know? You're going to infiltrate these places because we can't really tell. We think this guy is downloading cable. We don't know. You're going to go in there. You're going to become friends. And you're going to pretend you're one of them. And if you find out that they're actually doing that shit, you beat him to death. And we're never going to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Cops,
that's
actually smart. Cops could do that too and go like, look, we want to stab this guy. We can't. Steve, get the knife.
That's what I would do. Yeah. You beat him to death, and then you tell us. We'll show up a day later and be like, some disgruntled father must have beat him to death. No one's going to look into this.
Some crazy person killed him. And they're like, isn't it? But they all die the same exact way whenever you're working.
Yeah. And they all have the same note of don't cut me off.
Yeah.
And it's a win-win situation. He gets to make a living.
Yeah.
And he gets to murder people.
Yeah.
He gets to murder people, you know.
We have less pedals on the street.
Yeah, so he's not harming innocent people.
He's like,
we have less.
Fuck. We fix the
like
government.
Dexter. He's the real life Dexter.
Yeah.
Dude,
if I had any form of authority, that's what I would do. You don't want these people in society. Mm. You need kids to be free. You can't have fucking kids worried that this guy's going to come.
Yeah. It's like George Carlin.
Did George Carlin used to stab pedophiles?
He had a wonderful idea for all of the criminals of the war, the United States.
Uh-huh.
He goes, you take the murderers, you put them in you take Ohio and all these dumbass states, right? And
dumbass states.
No, bum ass states.
Okay. And, yeah, that's nicer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I thought you were insulting the fine people of Ohio.
Yeah. Everyone in Ohio, these bum ass states.
Everyone says Ohio is trash. Okay.
For the record, LeBron James is from Ohio, but in your defense, so are the Paul brothers.
You see?
Drew Carey's from there too.
So did George Carlin want the Paul brothers to get murdered?
No. So what you do is you remove all the population. You re
hold on. You remove all the population from where?
From the certain states that he was saying. You relocate them and you use them as prison states. So what you do is you have one, like five camps, I think he had said. One camp is for murderers, one camp is pedophiles, one camp is what else was he saying?
Australians.
No, like another camp was another type of crime.
These camps are only active in summer? They sleepaway?
No, like they're fenced off, right? One camp is rapists, you know, all this
shit. Do they do activities like canoeing, marsh?
If they have access to a river, they can canoe, I guess.
Okay.
Do they get little badges or stuff when they complete things?
Yeah, stickers perhaps.
I got my rape pin.
And what you do, he goes, is basically you open up these fences, like gates, once or twice a year, he was saying. And then basically you let them all mingle and kill each other.
A question for you. How do you know that them mingling will lead to them killing each other?
Well, look, that was the man's joke, bro. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
You ruined his joke. You dissected it and you ruined it. You're not supposed to do that with humor.
Yes.
People say that George Carlin was a genius, but if you've never heard George Carlin, but you just heard that explanation, you'd be like, George Carlin is the worst comedian ever.
Look, he said it way better than I did.
You think? You think?
I wonder if George Carlin, if afterlife, if heaven exists and he's listening, I wonder if he's like, that joke kills. The way he said it was perfect. Better. I couldn't have done better myself.
The reality is probably rolling in his grave.
No, he doesn't care. Yeah. We cut you off earlier. Your dad's invention. I'm sorry that we cut you off.
Yes. So I went on this good news website, right? And
good news. He's not your father.
So I see one of the articles is they're working on this new, like, kind of like a hovercraft that can drive on streets and hover over the water.
Good news. That's great news.
Yeah. So so on this new invention, right? And it pissed me off.
Yeah, I don't like new stuff either.
Because hovercraft has wheels.
The reason why it pissed me off,
A lot of black guys are riding on these. I don't like it.
Because I was chilling with my father. I was helping him with a couch. And he was talking to me about how he had this great new idea.
About a hoverboard?
About a similar invention.
Did he call it a hoverboard or he called it a floaty floaty?
Or did he call it this machine on goodnews.com?
Spoke about a vehicle.
I call it the goodnews.com machine.
No, he spoke about a vehicle that can drive on the land and the water.
But that already exists for years, yeah. Amphibious. The military has them.
No, I mean for civilians.
There's a guy I know that I used to do shows for in on the South Shore in Valleyfield that he had a car that was a boat.
Yeah.
So he could drive from Valleyfield, drive through the St. Lawrence River, and then boat to Montreal, and then drive in Montreal with a crazy looking car.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's amazing.
They had made a Jeep like that at some point.
Yeah. So then they already exist. Your dad's not inventing anything.
He invented a shitty invention from the 70s.
Yeah.
But this one's going to be very hyper fast.
But what was he telling you? Like, how was he selling the idea?
He was just saying, like, oh, you make this. And it was like, as he's driving, you make this boat, but it has wheels, you know?
Yeah, so his invention is just putting wheels on a boat.
Yeah.
We've already done that.
He's like, it's just hard with the sail to go in tunnels.
Yeah, he has to put a sail
motor. It's just a sail car. It's a sail car.
What if it's not windy? What if it's not windy?
You blow.
Yeah. Yeah, he just sells his car in Chicago.
Yeah. I found a city where it's always windy. That's what they say. That's what Google says. Yeah. It's always fucking windy. It's him and fucking Perry Caravella or whatever. Oh, God. God damn it, dude. That is a stupid idea because it already exists.
Yep.
And you didn't tell him anything. You told him, great idea, Dad.
Bro, I've come to a point where I just tune out. I can't handle it.
You just nod your head?
Yeah, I just nod my head. I'm like, you're right.
Has it gotten worse or better?
Better.
Oh, he's gotten less. He does it less.
Yeah, way less.
Why don't you turn the tables on him? You start sharing your inventions with him.
Oh, fuck. Tell him, go, look, with all this COVID stuff, you know, we've seen that hospitals are having problems. What if, instead of nurses, dolphins?
Yeah. And even better, steal his ideas and fuck with him. Be like, I was thinking of, we build a laser and it targets homosexuals. Like, what did he say last time? That thing that he said?
Pedophiles.
Pedophiles. Yeah. And then, and it killed, that's my invention. That's my invention. No, that, listen, I just came up with a good invention.
Oh,
stop.
You get a fake patent.
I'm gonna do that.
Get a fake patent.
Get a fake patent.
Yeah, all his inventions: the releasing the gas in the house, the airbags on the outside, all that shit. Fuck with him. That's my invention. Yeah. Be like, no, that's clearly my invention, Dad.
Oh, I'm gonna mess with him.
Yeah, he's gonna lose his shit.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That's smart.
Yeah, that's how one of you is gonna
that's
die.
Clever. Yeah. That and that is how Poseidon will get murdered.
Yeah, you're 100% gonna get stabbed.
He cannot harm me.
I don't know. He's done a good job of doing it mentally.
Yeah, he's broken you.
When I was a child, yes.
Yeah.
When I was a child, yes, perhaps. Perhaps he won the first round of life. He will not get the second nor the third.
You won the first 700 battles, but I shall win the war.
Sun Tzu.
Yeah, just something stupid. And he's like, no. All right, you may have won that one as well. But all right, so Poseidon, you're still gaming and telling people to watch you game as you yell at children. By the way, all this talk about killing pedophiles, you got to be careful because you play too much with kids and you yell at them. Someone someday might think...
I don't yell at them. Actually, I defended one earlier today, but I didn't live stream.
You defended a child?
Yes, because there was a man, okay?
Oh, boy.
And he kept yelling at everyone in the lobby. And one of the kids, he kept calling the kid a N-word. Okay.
What?
Yes. And then
was the kid black?
No. And then
that doesn't even make any sense.
And then basically what I did was I came to the child's defense and I called him
calls him the N-word.
No, no, I called him what did I call him? A self-hating homosexual. That's why he's so angry on the inside.
And then, you said that to the little kid?
No, I said that to the guy attacking the child.
Okay. But what if the child was gay and now you made gay people sound bad?
Yeah. Well, no, I called him.
He just ruined the kid's life. He's taking a break. He's trying to play some games.
Look, I really thought I was doing a good thing.
I mean, he saves more than he
rapes. The kid was laughing.
Oh, okay. But now you're teaching the kid to laugh at gay people. So now you're making a new bully.
Ah, shit. And the guy got all sad, actually.
The other guy?
Yeah. It was kind of funny.
Of course. But what a fucking piece of garbage. See, little kids are trying to play online. This guy's fucking...
Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck you, bitch. Shut the fuck up. He's yelling at the kid. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, you little... N-word.
What the fuck, you know?
I was like,
bro,
what the fuck? Yeah, like, I'm just trying to play, too. I was like, what the fuck is this toxicity?
That guy sounds like he's probably a good husband.
Yeah.
And a good father.
So then he pissed me off at some point. I was like, okay. Like,
that guy sounds like me when I'm at McDonald's.
Like... Like, some people do it in the beginning just to fuck around. They go, ah, I'm just fucking playing. But this guy during the whole fucking game, bro. And I was like, okay, bro, enough. enough is enough.
Yeah, I'm the Poseidon 69. I'm here to defend this
if
child.
If anyone is going to call someone the N-word, it's me. I have dibs on the N-word. Yeah,
I have the N-word pass, sir. Yes, it is stamped as official. Did you hear about Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah, that he was like, I had a pass in prison.
Yeah, he goes, my boys gave me a pass. It's not a real physical thing. You can't, just because the friends that know you are cool with it, you can't call strangers the N-word.
That's a good sketch.
It was just like one black guy that was like, look, I keep telling him not to call me that word. He doesn't listen. So I just said, okay, it's okay.
Yeah. You got to pass. There you go. He's like, all right. And then he turns around and he's like, Sergeant, you stupid. He gets the shit kicked out of him. Dog's like, I don't understand. I had a pass. Isn't that how this works? Well, I printed it out and everything. God damn. We should start doing that. Should be a good sketch.
We should get, instead of the vaccine passport, there should be the N-word passport.
We start selling it to people.
Like, look, I have the N-word passport.
Somebody says it, he's about to get the shit kicked out of him.
And they're like, fuck. Is it signed? Yeah, it's signed. God, that's a good sketch. Yeah, there's something funny about that.
Signed by Preach.
And then you see this Preach, all the people he doesn't like, he doesn't sign it. So then they're just getting beat up. Yeah. And they're like, oh, it's not signed. It's not. Oh, that's a good sketch.
Oh, God. Damn.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's a funny sketch. All right, so Deep Poseidon 69, yes. Twitter and Instagram. MikeWard.ca for all of Mike Ward stuff. He's on tour right now, Mike Ward Noir, all over Quebec. Also, Mike Ward Suzakut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. New episodes every week. You catch it live on patreon.com/Suzakut. It has the entire back catalog. It has all the new episodes. That's where you go to buy tickets first to watch these events live. Nowhere else can you get the tickets. Also, even if you're on there, chances are you won't get a ticket because they sell out within the first minute. Patreon.com/Suzakut. MikeWard.ca for all of Mike Ward's stuff. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. The YouTube channel that I have is going to also house the new Standing By podcast, the intellectuals, all that stuff. And Patreon.com/Pantelis. Join the nation. Thank you guys and go fuck yourselves.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.